65 home games down, one to go at Atrium Health Ballpark in the 2025 season. It's the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Salem Red Sox finishing up their six-game series, Salem's final road game, and Kannapolis' final home game of 2025. Hi, good friends, Dan Elodio on the call for you tonight on Valley Sports Live, MLB.TV, our free audio streams on kcballers.com, and the MILB's official app. Ricardo Brizuela gets the start for the second time this week. He'll be opposite of Starlin Nunez in his first at-bat of this 2025 series finale. First pitch on the way, a swing and a miss at 6 o'clock for strike one. Nothing and one on Starlin Nunez. 6 o'clock first pitch, Brizuela ahead of the count 0-1. 1-10 on the season, a 5.24 ERA. 0-1 from Brizuela, fouled off, nothing and 2 on Starlin Nunez, the shortstop. Nunez the day off yesterday, back in the lineup, the switch hitter, playing shortstop for Ozzy Chavez and the Salem Red Sox in this final game at Atrium Health Ballpark this season. Brizuela set, it'll work from the windup. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball, swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Strikeout for Brizuela to start his day. One up, one down. Two up, Yoelin Cespedes. Brizuela, 6'3", 200 pounds. The right-hander from Maracay, Venezuela. Making his 22nd start of 2025. He's been a very active arm all season for Kannapolis in that rotation. Basically been the Tuesday starter throughout this season. Yoelin Cespedes' first swing on the first pitch is grounded foul, and it's nothing and one. Ballers today in the Southside uniforms, white tops, white pants with black pinstripes, black caps to mimic the Chicago White Sox home look. Salem Red Sox already doing a very good job in their everyday of mimicking the Boston Red Sox uniform, so it looks like a true Major League Baseball matchup here tonight. Brizuela lines 0-1 to Cespedes off the plate for ball one. Yoelin Cespedes, number 16 overall prospect in the organization for the Boston Red Sox. Opposite Ricardo Brizuela on the mound. 1-1 pitch on the way. Line drive over the head of the third baseman, Arcy Hernandez, but it lands foul, and the count is 1-2. 1-2 count on Cespedes with Nathaniel Iuta and the left fielder awaiting on deck. He bats third in the order for the Salem Red Sox. Brizuela's tossed six innings before today against Salem. Seven runs on nine hits in six innings. Opponents batting 346. 1-2, swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Two batters face two strikeouts for Ricardo Brizuela. A very smooth start to this point. Two outs, Nathaniel Uten digs in. Uten had a good night in his first try against Brizuela. Put up two doubles in two plate appearances back on Tuesday in the series opener. Uten bats third in the order. Frederick Jimenez, first baseman, bats cleanup. Uten ahead of a breaking ball on the first pitch. It's fouled off for strike one. Andy Azagar, center fielder, bats fifth. Claver Salazar bats sixth. He is the catcher today for Salem. Skyler King, right fielder, bats seventh. Eighth is D'Angelo Ortiz, the DH. And batting ninth, rounding it out, is Yohander Linares. Brizuela's 0-1. Is on the outside edge to Nathaniel Uten for strike two. Brizuela trying to get a 1-2-3 inning to start his night against the Salem Red Sox. 0-2. Ground ball hit to first. That one played foul by Anthony DePino. Still nothing and two. Freeman, Brown, and Wolko left to right in the outfield today for Kannapolis. Hernandez, Santos, Sprinkle, and DePino left to right in the infield. And behind the dish, Adrian Heal. Brizuela shakes off the first sign with a red glove at the chin. He winds and fires 0-2. Breaking ball low and outside. One ball and two strikes on Nathaniel Uten. Uten's been with Salem all season. Batting 276 in game number 95 of the year. 1-2 up and away for ball two. 87 hits in 94 games for Uten. Three home runs, 37 RBI. Brizuela winds 2-2. Ground ball hit to first. DePino plays it perfectly. Foot race one easily. by Ricardo Brizuela, and that will send us into a break. 1-2-3, down go the Red Sox in order, and that sends us into a break. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Jordan Sprinkle leads off bottom of the first inning at Atrium Health Ballpark against the right-hander Jose Bello, 6'1", 165-pound 20-year-old. The right-hander from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, just acquired in a trade with the San Francisco Giants, was picked up in that Rafael Devers trade along with a whole bunch of prospects. Kyle Harrison, Jordan Hicks, James Tibbs, and Jose Bello. Sprinkle lays a bunt down first pitch to third. Linares fields no throw to first. Sprinkle's in at first base safely. Jordan Sprinkle with an infield bunt single. And just like that, Canapolis with their first base runner of the game. One on, nobody out for Eli Brown. Claver Salazar is your catcher today for Jose Bello. As Canapolis already with one runner on. Here in this bottom half of the first. Sprinkle takes off first pitch. Fastball outside of the plate. Snap throw to second, not in time. Sprinkle stays put at second. It's another stolen base. Makes it 58 on the year for Jordan Sprinkle as a Canapolis cannonballer. 58. He's now three behind the all-time single season record set by Micah Johnson in 2013. Eli Brown digs in with one on and second base. A 1-0 count of the plate on the Bowler center fielder. Bayo said, Sprinkle dancing. First pitch on the way to Brown. Bunch shown, pulled back as it's ball two. Claver Salazar has had the most caught stealings of any Red Sox catcher this year at 139 stolen bases, 39 caught stealings. That's a lot of stolen bases compared to the caught stealings. Bayo's 2-0 to Brown, a fastball down the middle for a called strike, and it's 2-1. Corner infielder Linares at third playing shallow, assuming with the bunt for Eli Brown, as now he lays off the bag. Sprinkle at second, time a time up Bayo. Here's the 2-1 to Brown. Ground ball hit through the hole into left field base hit. Sprinkle given a stop sign at third, and Eli Brown takes his base with a single in his first at bat. Back-to-back base hits for Canapolis. Runners on the corners, nobody out for George Wolko. Canapolis playing with an intent game plan. It's something they haven't really done all season, is they're playing with a set strategy and a set game plan. And it's Sprinkle and Brown at the top of this order that have been dominant all week against the Salem Red Sox. George Wolko gets his first try at the plate with a runner on at third and a runner at first. First pitch from Bayo is a fastball on the inside corner for a nothing and one count. George Wolko, team leader in home runs, RBI, among many other statistical categories. Hits with 88, 12 homers, 62 RBI. A one from Bayo. Runner goes at the play at second. And into second goes Brown on a stolen base. Two stolen bases for Kannapolis. Runners at second and third with nobody out for George Wolko. And a 1-1 count at the plate. Wolko 2-for-5 last night. A couple of RBI. He's got 4 RBI and 5 hits. And his time here against the Red Sox. 1-1 from Bayo. Fastball lower corner of the zone. It's 1-2. Wolko batting third in the order. Anthony DiPino, first baseman, bats cleanup. Fifth, Colby Shelton DHing. Sixth, Miguel Santos at short. Bayo said, kicks and fires 1-2. A line drive down the right field line. Fair ball. That'll roll into the corner. Sprinkle scores. Here comes Eli Brown. George Wolko headed for second. It's a stand-up 2 RBI double, and the Ballers on top early with a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the first. About as to the point as you can get. 3 base hits to start the day for Kannapolis. Sprinkle, Brown, and Wolko. And it's 2 runs crossing on the 3 hits. 1 on at second. Nobody out for Anthony DiPino, the first baseman. All momentum swinging in the favor of the Cannonballers early in this game. DiPino on a 5-game hit streak. 5 games in a row he has reached base, of course, with that streak. DiPino 1-for-4 last night with 3 RBI. He's got 7 runs driven in this week. Wolko at second with an decent lead. First pitch from the righty, Bayo. Fastball inside for ball 1. Bayo, an international free agent signee in 2023 by the San Francisco Giants, traded back in June to the Red Sox in that package for Rafael Devers. In his time with the Red Sox, Bayo 1-0, a 2.51 ERA. 1-0. DiPino check swings. It's fouled off over near the Ballers dugout. 1-1. 5 games, 2 starts for Jose Bayo. 14 and a third innings, 12 strikeouts, 13 walks. Just 7 runs in 14 and a third. And his time with the Red Sox. Bayo a peek at second base. Wolko at second. 1-1. DiPino laces a line drive into center. Base hit. Wolko to third. He'll stop there. Throw in from center. Anthony DiPino makes the Ballers at a 4-for-4 batting clip to start the day against Jose Bayo. Runners at first and third with nobody out still in the order for Colby Shelton, the DH. Colby Shelton, DH today for Kannapolis, digs in. As Kannapolis already in the driver's seat today. Shelton 0-for-4 with a walk and a strikeout in yesterday's action. 3 hits for Shelton this week, an RBI, 5 walks, 2 strikeouts and a stolen base. Kicking the offer from Bayo up and away for ball 1. Jose Bayo, of course, was in the Giants org. Didn't make it past rookie ball, so this is first action in the 4 levels of affiliated baseball. 1-0 lifted foul by Colby Shelton, 1-1. Last time out for Bayo a week ago, tossed 2 runs on 4 hits in 3 innings with 3 walks and 2 Ks against the Carolina Mudcats at home. He's faced Kannapolis once before. It was a start back on the 10th about 3 weeks ago. 3 runs on 3 innings of 2-hit baseball. Pitch up and away, 2-1 the count on Colby Shelton, the designated hitter. Shelton, DH, batting 5th today. Miguel Santos, shortstop, awaits on deck. He bats 6th. Arcy Hernandez, third baseman, bats 7th. 8th, Caleb Freeman in left. 2-1 upstairs on the corner, called strike 2-2. Freeman in left, bats 8th. Adrian Heal, the catcher, rounds out the order, batting 9th for the Kannapolis Cannonballers under the leadership of Chad Pinder, who's back from a 3-day absence. Bayo kicks and deals 2-2. A ground ball hit right to third. Played by Linares. His only throw will be to first. It's in time for out number 1, but the runners do move. It is Wolko scoring on the play, and DiPino to second. Colby Shelton with an RBI, 5-3 ground out for the first out of the inning. Now 1 on at second base, and 2 out, and 1 down, excuse me, for Miguel Santos. Three 3-0 Ballers on four hits in the bottom of the first with just one out. Miguel Santos gets another chance to bat in this bottom of the first inning. Topino dancing at the second base bag. First pitch from Bejo to Miguel Santos. Inside corner, 0-1. Miguel Santos, 8 hits this week. A double, a triple, 2 RBI, 3 walks, and 2 strikeouts. Bejo a peek at second base. He's at about 17 pitches. 0-1 fastball. That one catches the outside edge. 0-2. Arcee Hernandez, third baseman, is on deck. We're the bottom of the first. Kannapolis on top, 3-0 on a barrage of early base hits. Bejo deals 0-2. Fastball just a smidge outside, 1-2. Kannapolis already winning 4 games this week. They're guaranteed a series victory. We'll see if it'll be a 5th win on the series for the Ballers. Bejo deals. Topino goes on the 1-2. It's low and inside and in the dirt. Topino slides in at third, and he has a stolen base. Anthony Topino with Kannapolis' third stolen base of the inning. He's now a perfect 6-for-6. Ballers playing the track meet game early on here in this bottom of the first. 3-0 Kannapolis, runner at third. 2-2 to Santos. Little ground ball. That is a fair ball. Santos tagged for the out. Topino stays put at third base on a ball that Santos thought was a foul ball, but it landed just in fair play. For out number 2 of the inning, it's a 2-1 assisted. And now Arcee Hernandez due up. Arcee 2-for-5, a multi-hit game last night, 2-for-12 on the week with an RBI, 2 walks, and 5 Ks. Faces Jose Bejo for the first time. First pitch, fastball right down Broadway for a called strike, 0-1. Bejo has started twice before in a Salem uniform. One of those was against Kannapolis, the other against Lynchburg. 0-1 to Arcee, swinging a foul ball off the end of the bat, straight back, and it's 0-2. This is the most amount of runs that Bejo has allowed in a single outing as now the umpire is convening. Home plate umpire Landon Baim and Dakota Kilgore, the infield umpire. Little chat going about here between the two umpires early on in this bottom of the first. We'll see what this is about. DePino's at third base, bottom one. 0-2 count on Arcee Hernandez. The umpire's having an intent thought of discussion. And now they're going to say balk, and Bejo is going to have another run given to his total. Ozzy Chavez, the manager for Salem, not a fan of the call, so we'll see if it's a balk and no pitch. It looks like it is a balk and no pitch. Topino will get the run scored. Ozzy Chavez talking with the umpires who are explaining the situation. 4-0 Kannapolis in the bottom of the first. So all 4 base runners who tally hits end up coming around to score in some form or fashion. Passionate discussion with Ozzy Chavez and the infield umpire Dakota Kilgore, who had more of a say in the discussion of the balk. So now Arcee Hernandez stands back in the box with an 0-1 count. Kilgore back to his position, as well as home plate umpire Landon Baim. From the wide, Bejo works 0-1. Fastball low and inside. 1 ball and 1 strike on Arcee Hernandez. Bejo a little more comfortable, it seems, working from the wide. 1-1. Ground ball foul off the foot of Arcee Hernandez. It's 1-2. A little bit of a late foul ball call from Landon Baim, the home plate umpire, but very clearly off the foot of Arcee Hernandez. Bejo showing the Red Sox, pulling up those gray pants all the way to the kneecaps. Salem Red Sox in their alternate blue uniforms. 1-2 fastball is up and away for ball 2. All blue caps, with the Salem Red S on the front outlined in white. Salem, Virginia logo on the side. 2-2. Arcee takes inside for ball three. And Kannapolis' seventh batter of the inning. In the box with a full count. Bayo at 26 pitches. Here's the payoff to Arcee. Ground ball hit to the left side of the infield. Backhand effort. Starlin Nunez throw to first is high, but it's in there for the third out of the bottom of the first. 6-3 on the ground out for out number three. Kannapolis sends seven to the plate. They score four runs on four hits. Ballers in the driver's seat early. We'll be right back. Top of the second of the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live when we return. Top of the second, Ricardo Brizuela back on the mound for the top of the second. Brizuela works from the line. Pitch on the way. Inside corner for a called strike. Nothing and one here on Frederick Jimenez, the first baseman. And the Azekar center fielder is awaiting on deck. Pitch on the way in the 0-1 is on the outside edge. Nothing and two on Frederick Jimenez. Jimenez, the first baseman, is in the box for the Salem Red Sox. The switch hitter has been pulled twice this week with injuries. Waves and misses at the 0-2. Ball in the dirt. He'll have to dig it out. Throw to first in time for the out. That is the first out of the top of the second. Brizuela on his game here. Three strikeouts. K2-3. Four up, four down for the Red Sox. Top of the second, one down. In steps Andy Azekar. Azekar had a big home run the other night for the Salem Red Sox. One down, first pitch. A ground ball hit up the middle towards second. Jordan Sprinkle, one hands it on to first. In time for the out, it's a 4-3 grounder for Andy Azekar. There's out number two on a broken bat grounder. And with two outs, it'll be Claver Salazar. Salazar last night, two singles, a walk, a stolen base, as well as a strikeout and a pop-out. Salazar DHing in tonight's action. Rather doing the catching duty. He was DHing last night. First pitch on the inside edge for ball one, just a little too close. Brizuela, five up, five down. He's looked like an ace tonight for the Ballers. 1-0. Fastball just a smidge low, and it's 2-0 on Claver Salazar. You figure third time's the charm, this being the third time Brizuela's faced the Salem Red Sox this year. The right-hander working from the windup offers the 2-0. Salazar with a heavy stride watches ball three. It's a touch low. Salazar with a walk in his last at-bat of the night last night. And he played back on Wednesday, had a couple of base hits and a walk. 3-0 up off the plate for ball four. Two out, free pass, and a runner on for the Salem Red Sox with two outs. One on for Skyler King, the right fielder. Skyler King, two games in a row with a base hit. He's our Shipley Donut strikeout batter of the game. If he strikes out, all fans receive a coupon on the way out for a free donut with a purchase of a coffee at our friends at Shipley Donuts. First pitch, low and inside, and then hit King in the foot for a hit-by pitch. Just like that, a walk and an HBP. And Skyler King on base, Salazar at second. Two outs, and it's D'Angelo Ortiz. Ortiz with two outs digs in, the son of David Ortiz, Red Sox legend, of course, a Baseball Hall of Famer. Brizuela running into trouble all of a sudden with two outs in this top of the second. Brizuela's longest outing of the season, he'd have to go all the way back to May the 6th, six innings that is, against Carolina, three runs on four hits. He's at 79 innings entering today. See how long his leash is. Ortiz skies the first pitch he sees into the right side of the infield. Jordan Sprinkle on the dirt makes the grab on a soft P4 for the third out of the inning. D'Angelo Ortiz down to 0-4-1 after a soft pop out ends the inning. No runs on, no hits, no errors, and two left on for the Red Sox. Bottom two on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Caleb Freeman wins Best Walk-Up Song of the Year in my book. One Dance by Drake. I mean, come on. That's just perfect. Jose Bello on the hill for inning number two of work. First pitch to Caleb Freeman is on the inside corner for strike one. It's nothing and one on the Ballers. Left fielder Caleb Freeman, Adrian Heal, Jordan Sprinkle also due up. Bottom of the second here in Kannapolis. It's 4-0 Ballers. Jose Bello from the windup. First pitch on the way. This one is on the inside edge for a ball. It's 1-1. 1-1 count with nobody out on the left fielder, Caleb Freeman. Four games in a row, he's reached base. 1-1 on the way from Bayo. Breaking ball, low one inside, and the count moves to 2-1. Freeman, a very patient batter. Nine walks compared to just three hits in his time with Kannapolis. 0-for-6 this week, but four walks. 2-1. Up and away for ball three. Freeman played at four different colleges in 4 years. Finished up at Georgia State. 3-1 from Bayo. Broken bat, ground ball. Shaw softly hit towards second. Played by Jimenez at first. Throw to first to confirm the out. It's a 3-1 as the cover At first base by Bayo, the pitcher, in time for the first out. Another broken bat. And now it's one down. Nine-hole batter Adrian Heal digs in. Adrian Heal, the catcher, making his second start of the week. That's it. Just like that. Bayo deals first pitch. Low and outside for ball one. Heal 0 for 3 with two walks, batting 164 in his time with the Ballers. 11 hits, 5 doubles. 1-0 pitch, low one outside for ball two from Jose Bayo. Great crowd on hand tonight. Fan appreciation night, the final home game of 2025 of the Ballers. 2-0 on the way from Bayo. Breaking ball fouled off, and the count is 2-1. Fantastic crowd for fan appreciation night. Final home game of 2025 of the Cannonballers. They will play 6 more games next week against Augusta on the road. And then season complete. 2-1. High fly ball hit into right field, trailing over Skyler King, and it's right to him for the out. He trailed over to his right. F9 in the book for two outs. And top of the order, Jordan Sprinkle due up. Sprinkle at 12 games in a row reaching base. He's now at 58 stolen bases. Two down for Sprinkle. Open stance for the righty bat. Bayo from the line, first pitch. Fastball down the middle for a called strike on Sprinkle, nothing and one. Sprinkle's batting average on the season entering today at 257. 0-1. Low one outside. One ball and one strike. 47 hits, 43 walks, and 58 stolen bases. Now on the year for Sprinkle. 1-1 from Bayo. Ground ball hit to third. Diving effort. Starlin Nunez deep in the hole at short. Throw to first. Safe. Jordan Sprinkle legs out an infield single. And he's on at first base with two outs. Eli Brown due up. And now be warned, the Salem Red Sox having to deal with a lot of speed on the base paths. Starlin Nunez already shading towards the second base bag. Eli Brown digs in, a stolen base and a single. Runner goes, first pitch. Brown lays a bunt, tries to go around. Snap throw to second, and time called. And they're going to say Sprinkle safe at second base. Don't know if it'll be considered a stolen base or not. Likely it is going to be fielder's interference. But Sprinkle's at second with a 0-1 count on Eli Brown. Brown tried to lay a bunt down, but could not make contact on the pitch from Bayo at 93. 0-1 on the way. Brown swings a sharp line drive, heads up down the line into the Salem dugout, nothing and two. It is going to go down as a stolen base for Sprinkle, 59th of the season. He's now just too shy of tying the all-time single-season record. Two count with two outs. Bayo steps off on the rubber. Eli Brown looking for his second hit of this game. Already one for one. Sprinkle taking a good lead at second. 0-2. Brown takes outside corner. Ring him up, got him looking. Called strike three. It's a strikeout for Bayo, his first of the game. And that does leave Sprinkle at the first base bag. And it'll be no runs in the inning for the Ballers on one hit. No errors and one left on. Top half of the third inning we go on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Ricardo Brizuela to the mound when we return.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
First pitch at the top of the third inning to Yohander Linares on the fastball on the inside edge. Ricardo Brizuela now has an 0-1 count, 9-1-2 due up for the Salem Red Sox. Brizuela's 0-1, just a bit off the plate for ball one. 1-1 count on Yohander Linares. Brizuela down the middle of the rubber in his third inning of work. The right-hander deals 1-1. Fastball just a bit outside. It's 2-1. Brizuela's pitch count. Absolute minty fresh. 25 pitches and 16 strikes through two and change. As this one lifted into center, Eli Brown shades to his left a smidge and makes the catch on the F8. First time through the order, Brizuela needs 27 pitches to get through the order one time. That's an average of 3 pitches per batter. Very good at numbers from Ricardo Brizuela. 27 pitches, 17 strikes. One down for Starlin Nunez, top of the order. First pitch, breaking ball, inside corner, nothing and one. Brizuela's pitch count has been around 50 to 60 over his last couple of starts. He's thrown as many as 92 in a single game. 0-1, breaking ball, grounded towards first. Play by DePino, foot race easily won. Anthony DePino makes the play for the out. And it's a 3 unassisted for Starlin Nunez, who's now 0-2. That'll bring Yoelin Cespedes, second baseman, to the plate with two outs. Top of the third, Brizuela has been very sharp in this game. Cespedes 0-1 with a strikeout, hungry for some offense for Salem. Brizuela winds, first pitch. Breaking ball outside for a ball, 1-0. Brizuela works with a fastball, changeup, sinker, slider. Mainly fastball and changeup, slider. That sinker rarely ever off the arm of Brizuela. 1-0 count, pitch to Cespedes, who takes a strike on the inside corner, 1-1. Cespedes on an 8-game on-base streak. He's got a couple of home runs this week. Last night, 0-4 with a walk. Hit a home run back on Wednesday, on a Thursday, and then one on Tuesday in the first inning. Brizuela from the wide, 1-1 to Cespedes, up and in for a ball, 2-1, at 80 miles an hour on a slider from Brizuela. Ballers up 4-0 in this top of the third, final home game of 2025. 2-1, outside for ball three on Yoelin Cespedes. One walk so far for Brizuela with three strikeouts through 2 2/3. Brizuela kicks and deals, 3-1 fastball outside corner. Count will run full on Yoelin Cespedes. Full count, two outs, top of the third. Brizuela set. Right-hander from the line, 3-2. Hard hit line drive into left. That'll get in front of Caleb Freeman and two hop into the mitt for a base hit. Yoelin Cespedes with the first hit of the game for the Salem Red Sox. One on and two outs. And in steps the lefty bat of Nathaniel Uten. Uten with a 3 unassisted on the ground out his first time up. Steps in against Ricardo Brizuela, who's his second time through the order. First pitch from the right-hander to Utzon. Fastball inside for a ball, 1-0. Very bright pink batting gloves from Nathaniel Utzon. Throwing me off, though, because his sleeves are red, and it's just not a match. 1-0 pitch. Wave and a miss. One ball and one strike. Not to play fashion police or anything, but the pink gloves with the red sleeves, I can't say it's the best look. Brizuela with the red glove, though, popping with the black and white uniforms. That's sharp. Brizuela set on the hill. One ball and one strike. Pitch delivered. Fastball up and away. 2-1. Ballers will bat again in the bottom of the third inning. They'll have meat of the order due up against Jose Bello. No arms warming in the pen for the Salem Red Sox. Cespedes on at first base. Salem not a team that steals too many bags. 2-1, a snap throw over, and it's not in time. In fact, you look at the numbers for stolen bases in the Carolina League, and the Salem Red Sox definitely not in the top tiers. They're last place by a wide margin. 126 stolen bases on the year. 2-1 sky high and foul on the count. Two balls and two strikes here on Nathaniel Utzon. To put it in perspective, Salem as a team all season has 126. Jordan Sprinkle has half that just by himself. Kannapolis at 270 stolen bases on the season. It's third in the Carolina League. 2-2 to Utzon, runner goes. High fly ball lifted in the center field. Eli Brown camping under it, has it in his eyes, and he has it in his hands for out number three. F8 in the book for Nathaniel Utzon, who's now 0-2, and Brizuela faces one above the minimum in the third. No runs on a hit with no errors and one left on. Bottom half of the third, and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. It'll be Wilco DePino and Colby Shelton when we return. All Ballers after 2.5, bottom of the third inning here in Kannapolis. It's George Wolko leading things off. DePino and Shelton to follow against the right-hander Jose Bello. Bello's first pitch to Wolko. Fastball upstairs for ball one on George Wolko. First time up, Wolko doubling down the right field line and manufacturing a couple of runs. 1-0 pitch on the inside corner from Bello, 1-1. Kannapolis, winners of five of their last six. They've been on a bit of a tear. 1-1. High fly ball cracked into left center field. Azucar trailing back gets some help from Utzon and left, who trails over and makes the catch for the out. F7 for the first out. Miss Casey Benny grabs the bat. And Anthony DePino next up for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Anthony DePino, a single his first time up. Stolen base and a balk put him at home. First pitch up and in for ball one for the right-hander Jose Bello. All Canapolis to this point of the game. 4-0 after 2.5. And an out recorded. 1-0 ground ball to short. Nunez crow hops to the first on a line in there for the out. 6-3 on the grounder for Anthony DiPino. He's the second out of the inning. And now to up Colby Shelton. Colby Shelton steps in. First pitch. Fastball inside corner. Nothing and one. On a Colby Shelton, tonight's designated hitter. RBI ground out for Shelton his first time up. First pitch was a strike. Second pitch is up and away for ball one on Colby Shelton. Shelton last night, 0-for, but he had a walk. Struck out, flew out, grounded out, popped out. So he completed the collection. 1-1, fastball up and in for ball two. Ballers given the day off today. Both new backstops, Ryland Galvan, James Tausig, and Nathan Archer. 2-1, Shelton pops this one in a shallow center. Starlin Nunez from short trailing and calls everyone off. He makes the grab for the out. P6 for the third out. That'll send us into a break. Top of the fourth, Breeze Wendell back to the mound, and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Top of the fourth inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers is on top 4-0 after one third of tonight's game. Ricardo Brizuela out for inning number four. His first pitch to Frederick Jimenez finds the zone, nothing and one. Middle third of the order due up for the Red Sox. Jimenez, Azucar, and Salazar. Brizuela's not gone more than three innings in a home appearance since the 15th of August against Augusta. It's been a little bit of time. 1-1 count on Frederick Jimenez. Brizuela from the windup. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball two. Frederick Jimenez, his first time up, struck out, and then it was a K2-3, so the catcher Heel had to throw to DiPino at first. 2-1 from Brizuela. Breaking ball inside corner. Two balls and two strikes. Brizuela, international free agent signee in 2022 out of Maracay, Venezuela. 2-2. Just a bit low. Brizuela thought he had strike three. Instead, it's a full count. 3-2. Brizuela, one of few pitchers in the Carolina League this year with 10 losses. He's 1-10. You don't see that very much. 3-2. Breaking ball up and away for ball four on Frederick Jimenez. It's a leadoff walk to start the fourth for the Red Sox. One on and nobody out. And that'll bring up Endy Azucar. Brizuela, one of three pitchers in the league this year who have at least 10 losses. Chase Alsup with the Delmarva Shorebirds, who has had an abysmal year, all things considered. And Wande Torres with the Carolina Mudcats, the lefty. This one finds the zone, nothing and one here on Endy Azucar. Brizuela has allowed the fewest hits and runs of any of the three that have 10 losses or more this season. A one from Brizuela to Azucar finds the zone, and it's nothing and two. Last year, no arms in the Carolina League had 10 losses. In 2023, there were three. Nobody on Kannapolis. Brizuela's 0-2 to Azucar, breaking ball outside in the dirt, and the count is 1-2. Brizuela will finish the season as one of only two cannonballer arms to ever hit 10 losses. The other one, Noah Owen in 2022, had 10 losses in a single season. 1-2. Hard hit, looping fly ball in the right center. That's going to fall for a base hit. Wolko trailing towards it. After it goes Jimenez to third. Wolko lost a handle on the ball. He's going to take off for home. A little bit of attempt to try to catch the ball. There's defense snapping, but it's not in time. And Wolko, Sprinkle, and Heel work together and get the out at home. Jimenez tried to catch the ball. There's defense snapping, but no luck. It's the runner on second with one down for Claver Salazar. 9-4-2 for round number one. It is going to go down as an error on George Wolko. Despite the single, an E9 moves Azucar to second. But Jimenez down on a 9-4-2 for the first out of the top of the fourth. One on, one down. First pitch to Salazar from Brizuela. Up and away for ball one. Great crowd on hand here tonight at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers and Red Sox finishing up their six-game series. First pitch was a ball. Second pitch finds the zone. One ball and one strike on Claver Salazar, the catcher. If you're here at the ballpark, innings 4, 5, and 6, reportedly there's been some $50 gift cards hidden in the team store. And apparently, it's a frenzy trying to find those gift cards. Three $50 gift cards hidden in the stores. So if you're in the ballpark, might want to go check that out. 1-1, skied high and foul. DePino giving chase. That one's going to land in the seats as a souvenir heads up. Ooh, that was close. And a fan makes the grab on it and hands it off to a younger fan. There we go. That's what baseball's about. Right-hander Madison Jeffrey warming down the line for the ballers. It'll be his Kannapolis debut after he spent some time this year with the Winston-Salem Dash. 1-2. Outside, Brizuela trying to slider, and it's 2-2. Brizuela is at about 54 pitches. He's at 3 1/3 with a runner on second. Pitch count definitely a little higher than the first time through the order for Ricardo Brizuela. 2-2 on the way. Ground ball hit deep in the hole. Arcee can't get it, neither can Santos. It's in the left base hit. Runner is going to turn and stop. Good throw from Caleb Freeman in left to hold the runner at third. Azucar holds up at third base. Salazar has a single on a ball that just got through the gap and into left field. Runners on the corners, one down for Skyler King. Well, Brizuela, I'm sure, would like to get out of this fourth inning. As we'll get time called, Jacob Doris going to come out and chat with Ricardo Brizuela. 55 pitches, 33 strikes. It really hasn't been that bad an outing for Brizuela. Really good start. Just a couple of base hits here and there throughout the course of this game. Salem didn't have a base hit until Yoelin Cespedes in the third inning. And then back-to-back base hits here by Azucar and Salazar. Skyler King due up. He's our Shipley Donuts strikeout batter of the game. If he strikes out, all fans receive a coupon on the way out for a free donut with a purchase of a coffee just down the road at Shipley Donuts. About 10 minutes down the road from Atrium Health Ballpark off of Concord Parkway. One down with runners on the corners for Skyler King. Hit by a pitch his first time up. Azekar at third, Salazar at first. Brizuela from the stretch, first pitch. Fastball inside corner, nothing and one. This game looks like a major league matchup with the Red Sox and White Sox. With the current setup of this game and the uniform is set up. A one, just a bit outside. It's one and one. Great crowd on hand tonight for Fan Appreciation Night. Post-game fireworks and all kinds of giveaways, promos in the team store. 1-1 fouled off, 1-2. Innings 1 through 3, it was 10% off all jerseys. Innings 4 through 6, you have the hidden gift cards, which we're in the fourth inning now. And then innings 7 through 9, you get 20% off of all hats in the store. 1-2 pitch. King lifts this one high and foul, and the count is 1-2. I think if I showed up at home with another hat, I think my wife would probably not be happy. I have the entire Cannonballers collection, though, so I don't need another one, really. I'll get my next one when I go to Chicago in a couple of weeks. 1-2. This one lifted high and foul. One ball and two strikes still on Skyler King, the right fielder. But then again, I don't need to get a White Sox hat. I'm just going to wear Cannonballer stuff when I go to Chicago. Rep the boys from Kannapolis up in the south side. Brizuela set. 1-2 in the way. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Donuts for the crowd here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ricardo Brizuela picks up what is strikeout number 4 of his day. Runners still on, and with two outs, it's going to bring D'Angelo Ortiz to the plate, and now Chad Pinder has an interesting decision. Brizuela's north of 60. Pinder and Jacob Doris looking at each other, grimacing, kind of laughing a little bit, but Brizuela's going to keep batting. D'Angelo Ortiz shatters the bat on a looping line drive and a shallow right base hit. Azekar scores, Salazar up to third base, and D'Angelo Ortiz with an RBI single puts Salem on the board in the top of the fourth inning, so no shutout for Brizuela. Azekar scores, Salazar to third base, and now here comes Chad Pinder. That'll be it for the right-hander, Ricardo Brizuela. In his final home game of 2025, Brizuela goes 3 2/3. So far, just the one run. We'll see what Madison Jeffrey able to cook up in the remainder of this inning. Brizuela with an impressive night. He'll take his turn to the dugout, and in steps Madison Jeffrey out of the pen. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey, fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Nine-hole batter Johando Linares digs in against Madison Jeffrey in his Ballers debut tonight. Madison Jeffrey takes over as the new arm on the hill for the Kannapolis Cannonballer. 6 foot, 190 pounds, 25 years of age. He hails from Barbersville, West Virginia. First pitch in and out of the mitt of Adrian Heal, but it finds the zone. Nothing and one on Johando Linares. Madison Jeffrey, originally a 15th rounder by the Los Angeles Dodgers in 2021, acquired as a minor league free agent in this past offseason, signed on January 11th of 2025. One off the plate for a ball, 1-1 on Johander Linares. Jeffrey started the season with the Winston-Salem Dash. Over 20 appearances, 1-1, an 8.59 ERA. Sent to the Complex League, 10 games there. Much better, 1-2 with a 2.19 ERA. He's got a 1-1 count on Johander Linares. Jeffrey comes set, kicking a deal, 1-1 in the dirt. Adrian Heal hits it out of the mid, and it's 2-1. Salazar at third, D'Angelo Ortiz at first base. Top of the fourth, two outs. Madison Jeffrey in his Kannapolis debut. He made it as high as the High A Great Lakes Loons in the Dodgers organization. 2-1 of the way. This one fouled off. Two balls and two strikes. Jeffrey spent two seasons with the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes in the California League. Spent the 2024 season in Michigan with the Great Lakes Loons in the Midwest League. 1-0, a 5.58 ERA with the Loons in the Midwest League. 2-2, swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, and it's a strikeout in the first batter of the night for Madison Jeffrey. That is the third out of this top of the fourth. First K for Jeffrey, and that sends us into a break. Bottom four, the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Just one run charged to Ricardo Brizuela through 3 2/3. We'll be right back after this short break. Miguel Santos, Arxie Hernandez, Caleb Freeman do up against Jose Bello, bottom of the fourth inning. Now there's an arm up warming for the Salem Red Sox. First pitch on the way from the right-hander Bello. It is low and inside for ball one on Miguel Santos. Arxie Hernandez and Caleb Freeman to follow. Bello's pitch on the 1-0 lifted high and foul, 1-1. here on Miguel Santos. 0-1 today with a ground out in the first inning. One of those weird two unassisted plays with a ball dribbled about 6 inches in front of the catcher. Bayo from the wind, 1-1. Ground ball hit up the middle. Nunez gets a bad read on it, and it's into center, base hit. Miguel Santos, a leadoff single. Another hit for Kannapolis there, sixth of the day. One on, nobody out for Arxie Hernandez. Two games in a row now for Miguel Santos with a base hit. It's his ninth hit of the series. Arxie in the box with one on, nobody out. Snap throw over to first, not in time. Miguel Santos taking an aggressive lead at first base. Can take off as needed. 10 stolen bases in 14 tries for Miguel Santos. Bayo's first pitch to Hernandez. Tapped foul down the third baseline. No balls and a strike on Arxie Hernandez. 4-1 Kannapolis. Hetzer 6-4. Ricardo Brizuela, 3 2/3. 4 hits, 1 run unearned at the moment. 2 walks, 4 Ks, and a very good outing. 0-1 to Arxie Hernandez. This one grounded foul. That one went straight back towards the backstop. Nothing in two on Arxie Hernandez, the third baseman. Caleb Freeman, your batter, awaiting on deck. 0-2 on the way from Bayo. A lifted fly ball deep into right. Skyler King backtracking and over the shoulder makes the catch for out number one. Santos back to first is back just in time to keep it a one-out play rather than a double play. F9 for Arxie Hernandez. He is the first out of the inning, and he's now 0-2. That'll bring Caleb Freeman to the plate with one out and a runner on. Skyler King had to cover a lot of ground out to the video board in front of the right field bar to make that catch. Now Freeman in the box. First pitch, you'll have to wait. A snap throw over to first. It's not in time. Kannapolis winners of 6 of their last 7. First pitch in there for a strike. Nothing and one on Caleb Freeman. Hits are currently 6-4 Kannapolis. Four one ballers over the Red Sox. 0-1 to Freeman, fastball upstairs, and it's 1-1. Caleb Freeman 0-1 with a ground out his first time up to the first baseman. And Frederick Jimenez. Infield playing back, except for the third baseman Linares, who's cheating in a smidge. 1-1, tapped ground ball, foul, and Freeman works the count to 1-2 against the right-hander Jose Bayo. Right-hander warming down the line for the Red Sox, Jay Ulmer. Good lead at first for Santos. Takes about 8 feet off the base. He'll take off late in the 1-2. No throw in. Santos will swipe second easily on the fastball that was inside of Freeman. 2-2 count and a runner now on second. Miguel Santos with his 11th stolen base of the season. Freeman with the red accessories today. Red shin guard. Red hand guard. Red elbow guard. 2-2 from Bayo. Swing and a tapped grounder foul. Just a piece of it off the bat of Caleb Freeman. 2-2 count. Santos at second with a delayed steal. Perfect play from Santos to get in scoring position and negate the double play effort. 2-2 from Bayo to Freeman. Ground ball hit to first base. Fair ball. Frederick Jimenez fields and steps on the bag for the out. Santos up to third. It's a 3 unassisted for Caleb Freeman. There's out number 2 of the inning. What a productive out at that as Santos at third. Adrian Heald, who up. And here comes the pitching coach, Alex Reynolds. He will talk with Jose Bayo. It is Jay Ulmer warming for the Kannapolis Cannonballers opponent in the Salem Red Sox. Adrian Heal over 1 with a flyout into right his first time up. Bayo is at 64 pitches, 40 strikes. So he's hit the zone plenty. But the Ballers offense has been clicking to this point in the game. Two outs for Heel, and only his second start of the week. 0-for-3 with a walk earlier this week on the first half of this series. Bayo deals first pitch. Fastball low and outside. One ball and no strikes. Santos at Eason lead at third. Two outs, infield playing back. Bayo taking his time. Here's the 1-0. Ground ball hit to third. Tough play by Linares. Throw to first is in time for the out, and Santos will not score. It's a 5-3 ground out for Adrian Heel. That is the third out of the inning. No runs on a hit with no errors and one left on for Kannapolis. After four, Ballers still on top, 4-1. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Top of the fifth, Starlin Nunez, the shortstop, digs in with Madison Jeffrey still on the mound for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. This pitch fouled off. If there was no protective netting, I'd be missing teeth right now, but it's nothing and one on Starlin Nunez, the shortstop. Cespedes and Hutton to follow in this top of the fifth. I'd look like a hockey player if there was no netting. A one off the plate for ball one. Man alive, it's almost hockey season. We're less than a month away from preseason hockey. How do you not celebrate that? I mean, it is a bit of a bummer that baseball season's wrapping up, but we can make do in the offseason. 1-1 swing and a miss, 1-2. Starlin Nunez today, a strikeout and a groundout. One ball and two strikes on Starlin Nunez, top of the fifth. Kannapolis up 4-1. It's been all Ballers to this point. Salem putting some pressure on at the top of the fourth, but Kannapolis pitching, holding strong. 1-2 up and away. 2-2 on Starlin Nunez. Madison Jeffrey in his first action for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He was part of a four-man no-hitter earlier this year up in Winston-Salem. 2-2 on the way. Ground ball foul. Count is still 2-2. Two balls and two strikes with nobody out. Four people and a no-hitter for Winston back on the 24th of April against the Rome Brave, the Rome Emperors, that is. 2-2, a swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Madison Jeffrey picks up his first K of the fifth inning, his second of the game. And now one down for Sterling Nunez's follow-up in Yoelin Cespedes. Two batters faced for Madison Jeffrey and two strikeouts for the right-hander from the state of West Virginia. Also went to the University of West Virginia, former Mountaineer. First pitch finds the zone right down Broadway. Nothing and one on Yoelin Cespedes. All four pitchers in the no-hitter back on April 24th for Winston have played in Kannapolis at some point. 0-1 grounded to third. Arcy Hernandez makes the play, throw to first in time for the out. And there's the second out of the inning. Yoelin Cespedes down on a 5-3 ground out. Two outs, Nathaniel Uten, the left fielder, due up. Frank Kelly Arias, Tommy Vail, Joseph Yabor, who was with us earlier this year, and Madison Jeffrey. All four pitchers, current or former Kannapolis Cannonballers. Two outs for the left fielder, Uten. Jeffrey's first pitch, low and inside for ball one. Uten 0-2, a ground out and a fly out. This season specifically has been packed with so many great stories, memories. 1-0 is low and inside. Two balls and no strikes. All the way back on opening day. You have to go back to April the 4th against the Hickory Crawdads. Madison Jeffrey set 2-0. Fastball down the middle for a called strike, 2-1 at 95 on the radar gun. I was doing the math a little bit earlier today. Ended up having more games on the Ballers Baseball Network this season than last year. I can attribute that to one thing and one thing only. I didn't have to plan a wedding this season. 2-1 fouled off, 2-2 on Nathaniel Uten. Had the travel schedule a little abbreviated last year due to having to plan all that. Well, when I say plan all that, I mean just sit there and say yes or no, or I don't care. 2-2, this one runs in, and that plunks Uten in the side of the foot, and I heard the thud from up here. That's got to hurt. Two outs and a runner on for the Red Sox. Uten is on base for the first time tonight after getting plunked by a 86-mile-an-hour breaking ball from Madison Jeffrey. One on and two outs for Frederick Jimenez. Jimenez 0-1 today. A strikeout and a walk. Salem with four hits, Kannapolis six. The Red Sox first place all year in batting average as a team. 241 as a team at the plate. Ballers second at 239. First pitch, swing and a miss from Frederick Jimenez for strike one. If you scale that down to the second half, Salem at 245, a much better clip. At third place, Ballers at 232 and sixth in the second half. 0-1 from Madison Jeffrey, sharp grounder to short, backhand effort, Miguel Santos throw over to first, in time for the out, 6-3 on the ground out for Frederick Jimenez, and five times up, five times down for the Salem Red Sox, just one run on four hits, as Madison Jeffrey allows no runs on no hits, no errors, and a runner left on base. Bottom five of the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Well, the native of Cary, North Carolina, takes over for the Salem Red Sox on the mound. The right-hander, Jay Ulmer, 6'6", righty, who went to Seton Hall. His first pitch of the bottom of the fifth catches the inside corner, nothing and one. Jay Ulmer, a free agent pickup in 2025, a UDFA by the Boston Red Sox. Jay Ulmer, former Seton Hall right-hander, offers the 0-1 to Jordan Sprinkle. Ground ball hit to short. Starlin Nunez has to rush. Throw to first is in time for the out. 6-3 on the ground out for Jordan Sprinkle. First time he's been recorded out today. And with one down, that'll bring up Eli Brown. This is Casey Benny entertaining the fans early tonight. One down for Eli Brown. Jay Ulmer, a product of Seton Hall. Before that, it was also at UNC Asheville. Went to Panther Creek High School. First pitch, low and inside for ball one on Eli Brown, the center fielder. One-0 to Brown, a breaking ball tapped towards second. A couple of hops over to Cespedes, throw to first in time for the out. 4-3 in the grounder, couple of quick ground outs for Jay Ulmer on the mound. Two down, nobody on base, and George Wolko due up. Jay Ulmer spending 2 years at UNC Asheville, then went to Seton Hall. In his last year with the Seton Hall program, led the team in saves. First pitch to George Wolko. Fastball inside for ball one on Wolko, the right fielder. A double and a flyout. Wolko from Downers Grove, Illinois. Seventh rounder in 2023. Top 10 prospect in the White Sox org. Ulmer deals 1-0. Wave and a miss on a breaking ball. 1-1. Slider off the arm of Ulmer was pretty gross. See the movement from here. Wolko, a slightly open stance. Ulmer deals 1-1. Low one outside. Two balls and a strike on George Wolko. Anthony DiPino, first baseman, is awaiting on deck. Wolko trying to pick up a multi-hit game. 2-1 off the plate. 3-1. Wolko looking for his 20th multi-hit performance of the season. Five hits this week, including two doubles. Now on the series against Salem. Hitters count 3-1. Here's the pitch. Wolko grounds one foul down the first baseline. Count will run to full, 3-2. DiPino awaiting his turn. Ballers in front, 4-1. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Final home game of 2025 for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Whole bunch of favorite moments. I've gotten a lot questioned a lot of what was my favorite moment from this season. It's so tough to say. So many great memories. 3-2, fastball up and away for ball four. George Wolko with a two-out free pass is on base for the second time tonight. One on and two outs for Anthony DiPino. A lot of great games and a lot of great evenings here at the ballpark. What a joy it was to have so many top prospects in the White Sox org join us this year. Caleb Bonomer here most of the season. Braden Montgomery. Wolko takes off first pitch to DiPino inside of the plate. Snap throw to second. Safe! Wolko picks up a stolen base. 30th stolen base of the season for George Wolko. 1-0 count on Anthony DiPino at the plate. Wolko stands at second with a good lead. Almer said 1-0 to DePino is on the inside corner, 1-1. Having the top prospects here fun. I think some of the road trips this year have been definitely unforgettable. Getting to go to Myrtle Beach for the first time and check the ballpark out. Going to Charleston again. 1-1 inside and no check swing at all. 2-1 on Anthony DePino. Getting to go to a whole bunch of different ballparks. Was a lot of fun having the Stars and Stripes team here. Ballers going to Carolina for their final season of Mudcats baseball. 2-1, a line drive lifted high and deep down the right field line. If it's fair, it's gone, but it's foul. 2-2 on Anthony DePino. I think my favorite game of the year has to be that game in late July. My 300th call was Voice of the Ballers. It just happened to be an insanely great game. Annapolis 1-7 in extra innings on a comeback effort. But down to their final strike, and George Wolko, it's a three-run homer. 2-2. DePino whiffs right through it and misses on a changeup for strike three. Jay Almer picks up his first K of the night, and the Ballers leave a runner stranded. No runs on no hits, no errors, and one left on base. Top of the sixth when we return to the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Madison Jeffrey to the hill when we return. Nathaniel Uten and Frederick Jimenez finished up last inning. So Indy Azucar digs in for the Salem Red Sox. First pitch from Madison Jeffrey, low one inside for ball one. Madison Jeffrey will face Azucar, Salazar, and Skyler King. 1-0 pitch from the right-hander. A high shot deep into left. Caleb Freeman trailing towards the warning track will keep in under it and make the catch for the out as that ball launched into the air but kind of dying out. Freeman makes the grab for out number one. Claver Salazar due up. Madison Jeffrey has faced six batters tonight. And with one down, Claver Salazar due up. Gabriel Rodriguez warming down the line in right field for Kannapolis. Madison Jeffrey's first pitch to Salazar. Inside corner, nothing and one. Salazar a walk and a single. 0-1. Low and outside for ball one. Kannapolis looking for their fifth win of the week. They already have clinched a series victory and four wins of their last five against the Salem Red Sox. 1-1 from Madison Jeffrey. A shot into left center field. That'll get down for a base hit. And a one-out single for Claver Salazar. It's his second hit of the game. Sixth this week. And with one on, one down, Chad Pinder out, and that'll be it for Madison Jeffrey. Looks like Gabriel Rodriguez to enter out of the pen. When we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live, G-Rod on when we return here in Kannapolis. Skyler King on with one out and a runner on. Gabriel Rodriguez, his first pitch up and in for a hit-by pitch. It plunks Skyler King in the arm. And first batter of the game for G-Rod, HPP. Two on for the Red Sox, and one down. All of a sudden, tying run steps to the plate, and it's D'Angelo Ortiz, the DH. D'Angelo Ortiz, an RBI single, and a pop-out, that is. One down, first pitch to Ortiz. Inside corner, nothing and one here on D'Angelo Ortiz. Gabriel Rodriguez on for the second time this week. 5'11", 170 pounds from Santa Teresa del Tuy, Venezuela. 0-1. Breaking ball, inside corner, nothing and two. Gabriel Rodriguez moving to the bullpen in about May or so. Has been kind of a long relief guy. Two and a third back on Tuesday. Three hits, two runs, three walks, three strikeouts. 3-2 in the season, a 4.48 ERA. 0-2 fastball upstairs to D'Angelo Ortiz, and it's 1-2. 62 and a third innings for G-Rod, 47 strikeouts. Opponents are batting 252. Against Gabriel Rodriguez, the Venezuelan right-hander. 1-2. Popped up. This one's going to land in the seats as a souvenir and land over in our first base camera area. Heads up down there, Riley. One of our sales associates now manning the camera on the first base side. 1-2 count for Gabriel Rodriguez on the mound against D'Angelo Ortiz. 1-2 before that, a snap to second, and Claver Salazar safe before the tag applied by Jordan Sprinkle. What a fantastic crowd on hand tonight for this season home finale. 1-2. Fastball up and away. Snap throw to first. Tag applied. Time called. And they're going to move the runners up. They're going to say Anthony DiPino interfered with the slide back in for Skyler King. So the runners will move up. Infield umpire Dakota Kilgore calling interference. So Salazar and King move up a base. Second and third with one down, 2-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. A slider for Gabriel Rodriguez. And there's his first strikeout of the game. Two outs on the board. And that'll bring up nine-hole batter Yoander Linares. Pitch on the way to Linares off the plate for ball one. Linares, a fly out and a strikeout. Runners on base, still charged to Madison Jeffrey. Claver Salazar at third is Jeffrey's responsibility. 1-0 tapped foul. It's 1-1. Here on Yoander Linares, the third baseman. Fly out and a strikeout for Linares, the third baseman. 1-1 on the way. A fastball up and away for ball two. On Yoander Linares. Bit of a weird sequence there that moved the runners up. Nonetheless, we continue playing. 2-1 your count. Rodriguez said, here's the 2-1 on the way to Linares. Outside corner, 2-2. Rodriguez has allowed runs in each of his last three outings. Two balls and two strikes with two outs. Tying run to the plate for the Red Sox. 2-2. Foul ball on a weak grounder. Still 2-2. Hard to beat the vibes tonight here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Canapolis up 4-1. Rodriguez kicks and deals, 2-2. Ground ball weakly hit to the left side of the infield. Darcy Hernandez fields throw to first. In time for the out. 5-3 on the ground out. There's the third out of the inning. One hit, but no runs for the Red Sox. No errors. And two left on base. That'll take us to a break. One run is charged to Ricardo Brizuela. No runs charged to Madison Jeffrey. Thanks to Gabriel Rodriguez. Not allowing any runs inherited. We'll take a break. Bottom six when we come back at the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Colby Shelton leads off the bottom of the sixth inning. Jay Ulmer's first pitch to Shelton off the plate for ball one. 1-0 count on Colby Shelton, the former Florida Gator, former Alabama Crimson Tide infielder. He is 0-4-2 tonight, but has an RBI on the board in the first inning. First pitch was a ball. Second pitch also a bit outside to Colby Shelton. Count is 2-0. Miguel Santos, the shortstop, awaits on deck in the hole. Arcy Hernandez. Annapolis on top, 4-1 over the Salem Red Sox. 2-0 from Ulmer. Ground ball hit weakly to second. Yoelin Cespedes fields and on to first. In time for the out. 4-3 on the grounder for Colby Shelton. Now 0-3 in the game with an RBI. Miguel Santos, 2 up for Annapolis. Ballers will get some rest tonight, and then they'll have to bust down to Augusta tomorrow morning and get ready for a 6:05 first pitch tomorrow at SRP Park. First pitch finds the zone, nothing and one on Miguel Santos, the shortstop. And they'll have the day off on Tuesday at Augusta to do as they please. 0-1 from Ulmer. Ground ball hit to third. Ryan at Linares at third. Throw to first quickly in time for the out. Two down in the inning. And now Arxi Hernandez due up for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. There's a couple of things to do in Augusta. You can't, of course, go play golf. You can't go play golf. The old adage is if you ask to play Augusta, you are forever banned from playing Augusta. First pitch to Arxi Hernandez, up and in for ball one. Of course, the home of the Masters. If you ever ask Augusta to play at Augusta, you are hereby banned from playing at Augusta National. 1-0 from Ulmer. Fastball inside corner, 1-1. Hopefully none of them are listening and consider my statement as a request. One ball and one strike. Ulmer kicks and fires to Arxi Hernandez. Fastball up and in for ball two. There's got to be a Topgolf down there in Augusta. There's got to be other driving ranges, etc. Maybe a pop stroke, mini golf. 2-1 grounded towards third. It dribbles foul, 2-2. I know there's a great restaurant in Augusta I've been to before. When I went down a couple years ago and called games for the Ballers Baseball Network. It's called the Bull Weevil. Fantastic restaurant with cake slices that are as large as your head. I mean, they are ginormous slices of cake. Very good cake at that. 2-2. Ground ball up the middle. Ulmer stabs at it on the mound. What a play. He'll flip to first for the out. And just like that, three ground outs to end the bottom half of the sixth. Already to the back third of baseball we go. Kannapolis up 4-1. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Kannapolis leads 4-1. Top seven, it is top of the order, Starlin Nunez of the box. First pitch is in there for a called strike from Gabriel Rodriguez. It's nothing and one. Nunez, Cespedes, and Nathaniel Uten do up. Top seven, first pitch from Rodriguez was a strike. Second pitch a bit low for ball one. One ball and one strike on Nunez, Cespedes, and Uten to follow against G-Rod. Two strikeouts and a ground out tonight for Sterling Nunez. He fouls this 1-1 off. It is 1-2. Elsewhere tonight in the Carolina League, of course, plenty of action. I don't think anyone else currently playing. I think everyone else got their game done early today. 1-2 fouled off, and it's still 1-2 on Sterling Nunez. Only one other game going on in the Carolina League right now. Augusta up 10-5 in Charleston against the River Dogs. But they're headed to the bottom of the eighth inning. They always play 5 o'clock first pitches on Sundays in Charleston. 1-2 is looped into right field. Base hit for Sterling Nunez. He is 1-for-4. Runner on first for the Red Sox with nobody out. And a 3-run ball game for Yoelin Cespedes. The Carolina Mudcats played their final home game at Five County Stadium ever this afternoon against the Delmarva Shorebirds, and the Shorebirds played Party Pooper. 1-0 Shorebirds win in their final home game at Five County Stadium over the Carolina Mudcats. This one finds the zone, 0-1 on Yoelin Cespedes. Lynchburg beats Fredericksburg 4-2. Columbia beats Hickory 1-0. And Fayetteville clobbers Myrtle Beach 12-3. 0-1 outside of the plate. Runner goes. Snap throw to second. Safe. Sterling Nunez in there with a stolen base. And now the Red Sox with a runner in scoring position. So now Gabriel Rodriguez having to deal with a runner on base in second. In scoring position, that is. For Nunez, his team high 19th stolen base of the season. 1-1, Cespedes lifts one into shallow left. Trailing back from short, Miguel Santos. Catch made for the out on a soft P6 from Yoelin Cespedes. One down, and Nathaniel Uten bats. Elsewhere in the Chicago White Sox organization, series finales all around. The Winston-Salem Dash winners today, 5-0 over the Rome Emperors. Nashville Sounds up 4-0 on the Charlotte Knights in the bottom of the second inning out in Nashville. First pitch to Uten, a swing and a miss for strike one. Gabriel Rodriguez gets ahead of him with a first pitch breaking ball. The Knights home next week against the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins. 0-1 count on Nathaniel Uten, who was hit by a pitch last time up. He swings on the 0-1, high fly ball into center. Eli Brown drifting into right center, calls everyone off, makes the catch, throw goes to third, Sterling Nunez tags, and he is safe. It's a advancement on the play. Uten down on an F8, is out number two, and with two outs, a runner on third for Frederick Jimenez. Top of the ninth, the Birmingham Barons getting dominated at home against the Knoxville Smokies. It is 11-1 in the top of the ninth inning. The hits, Birmingham has 4 hits, 1 run. Knoxville, 11 runs, 20 hits in that game. Swing and a miss, first pitch for Frederick Jimenez, 0-1. 20 hits in a single game for the Knoxville Smokies. That is astounding. 0-1 to Jimenez, up and away for ball one. Jimenez, a strikeout, a walk, and a ground out. On the top of the seventh, ballers are up 4-1. 1-1 from G-Rod, a sharp grounder to first, right at Anthony DiPino. Foot race to the bag, easily won. Anthony DiPino on the 3 unassisted. Means that's the third out. It's time to stretch for the final time in 2025 at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Kannapolis up 4-1.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Valley Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Top of the seventh, Caleb Freeman leads things off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He's 0 for 2 today. Jay Ulmer back on the mound, his third inning of work. First pitch to Freeman. Fastball inside corner. Nothing and one on the Ballers. Left fielder Caleb Freeman, who now buys some time. Freeman, Heel, and top of the order Jordan Sprinkle do up in this bottom of the seventh. Sprinkle will get at the minimum one more try to steals some more bases. He's too shy of tying the all-time record. 0-1 from Ulmer. Breaking ball, though, and inside. One ball and one strike. Sprinkle at 59 stolen bases. Two to tie, three to break. The all-time single-season Cannonballers record for stolen bases sent by Micah Johnson in 2013. 1-1, a high fly ball hit well in a left. Utzon trailing over towards the line, finally stops and makes a catch with a mint-colored glove for the first out. Miss Casey Penny retrieves the bat, and that'll bring Adrian Heel to the plate with one out and nobody on. Adrian Heel, nine-hole batter, a fly out and a ground down. Jay Ulmer deals first pitch. Fastball is up and away for ball one. Adrian Heel, the catcher, steps in the bottom of the seventh. Ballers up 4-1. All four of those runs coming in the first off of Jose Bayo. 1-0 from Ulmer. Ground ball hit to short. Starlin Nunez barely moves. Sets, throw to first. A little low, but Jimenez digs it up. 6-3 on the grounder. 4-out number two. Top of the order, due up Jordan Sprinkle. This Casey Betty in her red, white, and blue 2-2. Now retrieving the bats for the final time this year. She's not going anywhere, we promise. She'll be here. Two outs, bottom seven. First pitch on the way from Ulmer outside for ball one. Jordan Sprinkle, two stolen bases, two singles, and a ground out. He's now two shy of the tie, three to break. Ulmer deals 1-0. Fastball on the inside corner, 1-1. Cotton candy skies here in Kannapolis, starting to get into the nighttime. Almost time for fireworks here in Kannapolis. 1-1 on the way to Ulmer. His opponent in Sprinkle. It's upstairs on the zone for a called strike. 1-2. Open stance for Sprinkle. 1-2 count with 2 outs. Pitch on the way. Swinging a foul ball straight back. 1-2 on the batter Jordan Sprinkle, the second baseman tonight for Kannapolis. He's played short, second, a little bit of third, and left field this season for manager Chad Pinder. Jay Ulmer set. 1-2 on the way from the right-hander. Sprinkle takes inside for ball two. That one ran a little too close to the former UC Santa Barbara Gaucho. Sprinkle at 5'11", 180 pounds. Arm warming down the line for the Salem Red Sox is Williams Rodriguez. 2-2, a Sprinkle grounds one deep in the hole at third, diving stop Linares, throw to first, not in time. Sprinkle leads it out. No, he didn't. Infield umpire Dakota Kilgore calls him out, and Sprinkle can't believe it. So that'll send us to the top of the eighth. Pretty cut and dry. That was a lot closer of a call than I've ever seen. That'll send us to a break. We'll be right back, top of the eighth, on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey, fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Fans, it's no secret Atrium Health is the best healthcare is in the Carolinas. Visit atriumhealth.org for more information. Atrium Health, the official healthcare provider of York Annapolis Cannonballers. First pitch, fly ball into right. One pitch, one out. And the Azucar down on an F9. Gabriel Rodriguez still plugging away on the mound. He is currently at two innings after that fly out. And with one down, it'll be Claver Salazar due up. Salazar, the catcher, crowds the plate with the right-hander Rodriguez on the mound. First pitch on the way is off the plate for ball one. We'll see who Canapolis will follow up with on the night, with Gabriel Rodriguez currently on the mound. Assumingly, the Ballers might use about one more pitcher. If not, they'll save the arms for tomorrow. Salazar skies the 1-0 into right center. Eli Brown covers some ground, and on a jog makes the catch for the out. Fly out in the right center. There's the second out. Skyler King due up. Two outs in the top of the eighth inning, and nobody on base. We're at just under 2 hours of game time in the top of the eighth inning. Had a couple of long ones this week, couple of games over 3 hours. Wave and a miss on the first pitch to Skyler King, nothing and one. Canapolis averaging the longest time of game in the Carolina League at 2 hours and 44 minutes at home is the average. 0-1. Fastball inside corner, nothing and two on Skyler King. Canapolis with 16 of their 65 home games played, having been 3 hours or longer. 0-2, this one fouled off. Skyler King will work with another 0-2 count against Gabriel Rodriguez. Next arm up and warming for the ninth inning, assumingly. It's the right-hander Marco Barrios. Righty warming down in the pen for the Salem Red Sox as well. 0-2 is Skyler King. A fly ball down the right field line. That one quickly drops in for a base hit, and O'Reilly all the way to the wall. Wolko getting trouble to it. Skyler King takes a turn for third. Throw to third base. Arcee tags. He is out. A double for Skyler King. but Skylar King out at third, trying to stretch it to a triple. A nice play from George Wolko in right to get the ball in quickly, and then a great throw by the cutoff man to get the ball to Arxie Hernandez, who applies the tag, and there's the third out of the top of the eighth. Bottom eight when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Ballers up 4-1, and they're 3 outs away from a win.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Eli Brown, George Wolko, and Anthony DePino due up here in this bottom of the eighth inning. Kannapolis on top 4-1 in what's been a really fun game here for the final home game of 2025 at Atrium Health Ballpark. First pitch to Brown, swing and a miss for strike one. It is nothing and one on Eli Brown. Wolko and DePino to follow in this inning. New arm, Williams-Rodriguez offers the 0-1 fouled off, and it's nothing and two. Williams-Rodriguez becomes pitcher number three of the night for the Salem Red Sox. Jay Ulmer tosses three innings and shuts out the Ballers over those three. Rodriguez on for the second time this week. Here's the 0-2 to Brown. It is low and inside for ball one on Eli Brown. Williams Rodriguez, 6'2", 200 pounds, international free agent signee in 2023 out of Barquisimeto, Venezuela. This one fouled off by Brown, 1-2. Now a new warm-up warming down the line. Jesus Mendez, the Ballers closer for the better portion of this second half. 1-2, ground ball hit to short. Starlin Nunez to his left, corrals, throw to first from behind the second base bag in time for the out. It is a 6-3 grounder for the first out, and George Wolko, the right fielder, due up.
Well, it's a sad reality, but this could be George Wolko's final at-bat in a Ballers uniform at home.
Wolko with a double, a walk, and a flyout tonight. First pitch fouled off. Straight back, nothing and one. Wolko at 19 years of age, spending all of this season with Kannapolis, with another fantastic season in a Ballers uniform. 12 homers and 61 RBI entering the night. 0-1 finds the zone, nothing and two on George Wolko. 223 average on the season, but team leader in homers and RBI. Williams Rodriguez from the line, 0-2. Wolko tanks low for ball one. Williams Rodriguez two and a third, four hits, no runs. Back on Thursday, Wolko swings a high fly ball down the right field line. Skylar King chasing into the corner, and George Wolko just missed a towering home run down the right field line. It is a loud F9 for the second out, and that'll bring Anthony DePino to the plate.
First pitch to DePino is on the inside corner. Nothing and one on the first baseman, Anthony DePino. Williams Rodriguez from the wind, 0-1, wave and a miss, nothing and two. DePino, a single, a stolen base, a run scored, a ground out, and a strikeout. Jesus Mendez warming, assumingly will take over in the ninth. Williams Rodriguez on the windup, 0-2. High fly ball hit in center field, right at Azekar, who can't find the ball. Nathaniel Uten over from left, he found the ball, and he makes the catch in left center for the third out. Andy Azekar couldn't find the ball in center, and it's grab made for the third out, F7. 1-2-3, down go the ballers, and top of the ninth, threw up. Ballers will take the field, and they're three outs away from a win. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Just like that, Kannapolis three outs away from a win in their final home game of 2025. Jesus Mendez on the mound for the Ballers. 5'11", 180-pound, 20-year-old free agent signee out of Valencia, Venezuela. 21-year-old right-hander, fastball slider changed to the Angelo Ortiz in the box. And it's a righty-righty matchup. Mendez said only works from the stretch. First pitch, fastball low and inside for ball one. Ortiz, Linares, and Sterling Nunez do up. Ortiz 1-for-3 with a single that scored a run in the fourth inning, the only run of the game for Salem. Mendez deals 1-0. Wave and a miss. One ball and one strike. Kannapolis up 4-1, out hitting Salem for the better portion of this game, but currently the Red Sox out hitting Kannapolis 7-6. 1-1 from Mendez. Fastball down the middle. 1-2. Ballers need just three outs to win their fifth game of the week against the Salem Red Sox. A win tonight would also knock Salem out of the playoffs. They would be at 6.5 games back with six games left. 1-2 from Mendez. Fastball up and in for ball two. The South Division playoffs already set. It'll be Myrtle Beach and Columbia facing off. On Tuesday, September 9th, it'll be Columbia at Myrtle Beach for game one of the divisional series. Mendez deals 2-2. Fastball off the plate. D'Angelo Ortiz works the count full. First half champion Lynchburg will go on the road for game one of the North Divisional series. That race still a very tight one. Fredericksburg up by two games on Carolina. With six games left. 3-2. Swinging to this at the plate. He struck him out. D'Angelo Ortiz down on strikes for the second time tonight. And the Ballers now two outs away from closing out their home schedule with a win. One down, nine-hole batter Yohander Linares due up. One down for Linares. Mendez on the third first base side of the rubber. First pitch fouled off. Nothing and one here on Yohander Linares. Fly out, strike out, ground out for Yohander Linares in this game. Mendez, pitcher number four tonight. Gabriel Rodriguez, 2 2/3 shutout innings. 0-1 from Mendez. Ground ball up the middle. That's going to get through into greener pastures for a base hit. Yohander Linares with the eighth hit of the night for the Salem Red Sox. One out base hit. Top of the order in Starlin Nunez, 2-1 for the Salem Red Sox. Shortstop Starlin Nunez steps in with two strikeouts tonight, a ground out, stolen base, and a single. Mendez set on the hill, one on, one down, first pitch to Nunez. Inside corner on a fastball for strike one at 95 miles an hour. 0-1 count with one down, top of the ninth. Kannapolis up 4-1. 0-1, fouled off. See another one at nothing and two. Yoelin Cespedes, the batter awaiting on deck. Mendez set, 0-2 in the way. Check swing, he goes around, says Landon Boehm, the home plate umpire. No. A late change of mind. 1-2. He pointed right at Starlin Nunez, and then he changed his mind. 1-2 count, here's the pitch. Line drive right to third. Arce Hernandez throws on to first after the catch. Oh, that was close. Almost down number three, just like that. But there's the second out on an L5 for the second out of the top of the ninth. Bowlers one out away from a victory to wrap up their 2025 home slate. That'll send Yoelin Cespedes to the plate. One for four. Cespedes had a single in the third. One of eight hits for Salem in this game. Two outs, first pitch from Mendez. Fouled off on a foul ball into the back netting. 0-1. Kannapolis trying to finish up the second half with a 13-17 home record. They played 30 games at home in the second half. One count, Mendez set. The right-hander will work on the 0-1. A ground ball tapped foul, and the Red Sox down to their final strike. Top of the ninth, two outs, 0-2 count. Runner on first, Jesus Mendez trying to clean matters up. Yoelin Cespedes will buy a moment of time with home plate umpire Landon Boehm. One strike away from wrapping up the 2025 slate of games at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll have a post-game show after the fireworks tonight of the broadcast. 0-2 to Mendez's opponent, Cespedes. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, and that's all she wrote. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Bottom nine, not needed. Ballers win it 4-1. All four runs coming in the top bottom half of the first. Ballers get the job done. They set the precedent early with a four-run bottom of the first and then come through with a barrage of top-level pinching. Ricardo Brizuela, Madison Jeffrey, Gabriel Rodriguez, and finally Jesus Mendez. wrap up the 2025 home slate of this Kannapolis Cannonballer season. Just like that, no more baseball to be played. 2 hours and 13 minutes, an absolute blazer of a final home game here in Kannapolis as we finish up at 8:13, 2 hours and 13 minutes. Great work by our pitch clock operator, Chris Tuttle, to keep it a speedy one up here in Kannapolis. Ballers win it 4-1 over the Salem Red Sox. They win 5 of the 6 games in the series, and they will salute the home crowd before saying so long of a 2025 season. The Ballers will not have any more games here at Atrium Health Ballpark this year. Post-game show coming after the fireworks tonight, so do be sure to stick around here on the broadcast. If you are not able to stick around on the season, we appreciate you tuning in. It's been a very fun season as the Ballers broadcaster, Dan Alodi, my fourth season as voice of the Ballers, saying thank you, as always, for a standout 2025 season as the Ballers salute the home faithful, and Kannapolis will live to see another Cannonballer season. We can't wait already for April 2026. Post-game show coming in just a couple of moments. My guess, ETA about 10 to 15. We'll have it for you as the Ballers get the job done tonight. 4-1 over the Salem Red Sox. We'll be back here shortly on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Post-game show in just a few moments.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Well, if you're a Kannapolis Cannonballer fan, it doesn't get much better than that. Home game 66 complete in the books, and the Ballers win airs tonight 4-1 over the Salem Red Sox with a record of 60-66 on the season for the Ballers. If they sweep all six next week down in Augusta, they'll finish right at 500. As for tonight, the Ballers winners 4-1 over the Salem Red Sox at Atrium Health Ballpark. And good friends, welcome in to the postgame show up here at the broadcast booth. I'm Dan Haloti, the voice of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Madison Jeffrey gets the win tonight. He gets his first and only win of 2025 with Kannapolis. He joined the Ballers roster this week and is able to get the win, going 1 2/3 of shutout baseball, no runs, one hit, no walks, and two strikeouts. A great start tonight from Ricardo Brizuela. One unearned run with four hits, 3 2/3, two walks, and four strikeouts in the action tonight for Ricardo Brizuela. Following up, Gabriel Rodriguez, another great showing from him. 2 2/3 of shutout baseball. And then Jesus Mendez gets the save tonight, his second of the season as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. All Ballers from the early points of this game on. The Ballers get the job done with four runs in the bottom of the first inning. It was a barrage of offense. George Wolko, an RBI double, scoring a couple of runs. Jordan Sprinkle and Eli Brown. Colby Shelton picks up the RBI ground out in that bottom of the first inning, making it 3-0 Ballers. And then bottom half first, Arxie Hernandez batting. Anthony DiPino scores on a balk, and the Ballers take a 4-0 lead over the Salem Red Sox in that bottom of the first. All offense all night for Kannapolis. D'Angelo Ortiz notches the only run of the game for the Salem Red Sox. Top of the fourth, an RBI single scores Endy Azagar. But the story of tonight, in the final home game of 2025, it is all Kannapolis Cannonballers all night, and just pure dominant efforts all around. Despite being out hit, the Ballers winners tonight 4-1 over the Salem Red Sox. Kannapolis now have six games remaining, all on the road. They will play the Augusta Green Jackets tomorrow, and then Wednesday through Sunday. The Ballers will play tomorrow 6:05 down at SRP Park, have Tuesday off, and then Wednesday through Sunday down the road at SRP Park to finish up a 2025 campaign filled with so many great memories, moments, and of course, great action on and off the field from a wonderful Ballers team here in 2025. Fans, of course, we want to say thank you. Thank you to everyone for joining us all season here at Atrium Health Ballpark, even as well also on the Ballers Baseball Network. Kannapolis' season not done, six to go, but their home slate here in 2025 is complete. And we will have more Ballers Baseball coming in April of 2026. Well, fans, I look forward to the day that we meet again in April when the grass will be freshly cut. The winter chill may or may not still be around, and the roster is filled with fresh faces and maybe some returning ones too. It is not goodbye. It is see you soon up here in the broadcast booth. Until then, Dan Haloti up here, the voice of the Kannapolis Cannonballers, leaving you, as I always do, speak in love, love baseball, and stay blessed. Special thank you to my wife, Lauren, and so many other people who have supported me along this journey, and to the Cannonballers front office. Job well done, and we look forward to next season. For the fans, please enjoy the offseason, and we look forward to opening day 2026 right here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Gotta say it one more time. Ballers win, baby! Ballers win 4-1, your final here in Kannapolis at beautiful Atrium Health Ballpark. Until next time, have a blast, and we hope to see you real soon at the ballpark. Have a great one, everyone.